In the summer of 2015, biochemist Jennifer Doudna found herself at the epicenter of a scientific revolution she helped create. CRISPR-Cas9, a revolutionary gene editing technology, had given humanity unprecedented power to alter the genetic code of virtually any species with remarkable precision. Imagine having the ability to delete disease-causing mutations, create supermuscular animals, or potentially engineer enhanced humans. This wasn't science fiction. It was happening in labs worldwide. The implications were staggering. Treatments for devastating genetic conditions like cystic fibrosis, crops resistant to disease, and even the possibility of directing human evolution itself. But with this newfound power came profound questions. How far should we go? Who decides which genes are better? Could we irreversibly alter the human species? 4 billion years of evolution has produced an endless arms race between bacteria and the viruses that infect them. In this microbial battlefield lies the origin of CRISPR, a sophisticated immune system bacteria developed to remember and destroy viral invaders. Picture this. Every teaspoon of seawater contains more bacteriophages, viruses that attack bacteria, than people in New York City. These viruses cause trillions of infections every second, killing roughly 40% of ocean bacteria daily. To survive this onslaught, bacteria evolved CRISPR, a molecular memory bank that stores snippets of viral DNA between identical repeating sequences, creating a genetic vaccination card. In 2006, Doudna and Charpentier discovered how bacteria use Cas9 proteins and RNA molecules to defend against viruses by precisely cutting viral DNA. This natural defense mechanism would become a groundbreaking genetic tool when Doudna's postdoc, Martin Janek, showed that Cas9 could be programmed to cut DNA at specific locations by changing the guide RNA. CRISPR's simplicity transformed genetic engineering. By 2013, laboratories worldwide were using it to edit genes across organisms, from bacteria to mice, reducing years of work to mere weeks. The technology quickly expanded to modify organisms from yeast to monkeys and essential crops like rice and wheat. Like a genetic Swiss Army knife, CRISPR can knock out genes, replace mutations, or regulate gene expression. Its accessibility and affordability democratized genetic engineering, with researchers in over 80 countries adopting the technology within 3 years. CRISPR enables agricultural advances with unprecedented precision, far beyond traditional selective breeding. Chinese scientists have created disease-resistant wheat and rice, while others developed non-browning mushrooms and are combating diseases threatening oranges and bananas. Real breakthroughs include healthier soybean oil and potatoes that produce fewer carcinogens when fried. In animals, CRISPR has produced remarkable results. Scientists created double-muscled livestock by editing the myostatin gene, similar to naturally occurring mutations in Belgian blue cattle. Chinese researchers developed goats with increased meat yield and finer cashmere. Other innovations include female-only chickens for egg farms, hornless dairy cattle, and virus-resistant pigs. CRISPR also shows promise in addressing organ shortages through humanized pig organs, modified to prevent immune rejection and remove potentially harmful viruses. With one person added to the transplant list every 10 minutes and 22 daily deaths from organ shortages in the U.S. alone, this application could save countless lives. This technology is revolutionizing agriculture and animal husbandry while addressing global food security and reducing animal suffering. For patients with genetic diseases, CRISPR offers unprecedented hope. Consider Kim, diagnosed with WHIM syndrome, a rare immunodeficiency caused by a single DNA mutation. At 58, she became symptom-free after a natural event called chromothripsis deleted her disease-causing gene, allowing healthy cells to populate her immune system. CRISPR aims to replicate this process deliberately. Medical applications are expanding rapidly, with 3 CRISPR therapeutics companies now public. The technology shows greatest promise for monogenic diseases like cystic fibrosis, sickle cell anemia, and Huntington's. Treatments either edit cells directly in the body or modify them in the lab before reintroduction. In 2015, 1-year-old Lila Richards became the first person saved by therapeutic gene editing, using engineered T cells to destroy her treatment-resistant leukemia. Though her treatment used TALENs, a CRISPR predecessor, it demonstrated gene editing's life-saving potential. CRISPR is revolutionizing cancer research by enabling deeper understanding of cancer biology and improving immunotherapy. Scientists can now precisely replicate cancer-causing mutations to identify genetic drivers. While promising, ensuring CRISPR's precision remains crucial to avoid unintended mutations in this new medical frontier. When an entrepreneur approached Doudna about creating the first CRISPR baby to eliminate genetic diseases, it sparked intense ethical debates. While discussions about human germline modification weren't new, CRISPR transformed theoretical concerns into immediate practical challenges. In January 2015, Doudna organized a forum of experts to address CRISPR's implications for human germline editing. Their science paper recommended establishing public forums, researching safety protocols, organizing international meetings, and scientists abstaining from heritable genome modifications. By April 2015, Jianju Huang's team in China published their CRISPR experiments on human embryos. Despite limited success, this ethical boundary crossing prompted swift reactions. Professional organizations called for moratoriums, the Obama administration opposed germline alterations, and U.S. intelligence agencies classified genome editing as a potential weapon of mass destruction. Two core concerns persist: the slippery slope from disease prevention to genetic enhancement, and the risk of creating a gene gap between social classes. Since genetic modifications would be inherited, disparities could become permanently encoded in human biology, potentially creating a society divided along both financial and genetic lines. Unlike our ancestors, we now control evolutionary forces ourselves, potentially accelerating changes to our species. While CRISPR's safety concerns in germline editing may be resolved, profound ethical questions persist. Germline editing could be justified when genetic disorders are guaranteed an offspring. However, most cases involve only genetic risk rather than certainty. Beyond disease prevention, CRISPR could enable enhancement, from increased endurance to reduced sleep requirements. International regulations remain inconsistent. The EU prohibits modifying germline genetic identity without clear definitions, while the US effectively bans embryo editing by blocking FDA review rather than through direct legislation. Yet CRISPR offers undeniable benefits, from eradicating genetic diseases to developing cancer treatments and climate-resistant crops. Like most technologies, its impact depends on how we choose to use it. We stand at an unprecedented crossroads in human history. For the first time, we possess the ability to direct our own evolution, to eliminate genetic diseases, enhance our capabilities, and potentially create new forms of life. CRISPR promises tremendous benefits: eradicating genetic diseases, developing cancer treatments, and creating climate-resilient crops. Yet the same technology that could eliminate suffering could also deepen inequality and fundamentally alter human nature. The decisions we make now will echo through generations. Will we use CRISPR with wisdom and restraint, or will market forces drive us toward a genetically stratified future? Unlike previous technological revolutions, we can still shape how gene editing will transform our species. The power to rewrite life's code demands humility and respect for nature's complexity. The human genome isn't simply a collection of independent parts, but an intricate system shaped by millions of years of evolution. CRISPR's legacy will depend not on the technology's capabilities, but on whether we guide its transformation with wisdom, justice, and compassion.